you must receive from us in writing so that you don't do what you are doing. Because when you are entering like this acting DJ, you are making me afraid. As the accounting officer of this department, acting, not acting, been ambassador before. Yes, you were an ambassador before, acting DJ. But it's in our discipline. Because now you are no longer in a country, you are no longer in an ambassador. Now you are driving this department. Your responses to us should really give us the confidence that you understand what we are saying to this department. But when you answer us so loosely, as if you are responding to a Bible verse in church, you are making me afraid. Or maybe it's because us, we are so scared of this department that when you answer, we really analyze what you are saying. Because all the time you just speak English that does not have results. Now you are easily saying to us, you have already called the CFO. You called the CFO during our meeting now. When did you call it? While you are talking to us. You must take us serious, please, at Derko. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, it looks like Honorable Swart fell short in saying that when you respond like this, you make me angry. So she decided to get a more neutral and say you make her scared. But knowing her, she was actually saying that you are making her angry. So let me also add a few things when before I gave the chair to wrap up for us. I want to give you, my sister, a brotherly advice for you to survive in this committee with us. One, there is nothing personal. We've never personalized issues. That's why we don't allow anyone to personalize issues and personalize issues and individualize issues and say so and so is doing it. We are a committee here. We are together and we are working for one common objective and purpose, unit of purpose, this of serving our people in the best way we can through oversight and sometimes very, very robust oversight. So don't take what you are saying. We play the ball. We don't play a person. The other advice is the one that the chair yesterday gave to you of an attitude. She said that your attitude will determine whether we work together and we travel this journey together and then we achieve what we want to achieve all together in unison. Not as a department, not as a committee, but as government, as different arms of government. Because since Swart is talking about English, there is a say that says, your attitude will determine your altitude, whether you go up or you go down. So that is going to help you. The last one is honesty. No sanitization of the ports, because even if you can do it, you won't win. We are far advanced. Maybe there's been a perception that members, honorable members, there are people who maybe have a low level of intelligence, mental intelligence. No, maybe that might be the case, but I don't believe even with the other ones. No one has got a low level of intelligence. So honestly, as they say, the best police is going to assist you. We don't want anything. We want honest. When you don't know the answer, you just say it. You know, don't try and play fancy footing and all those things. It's not going to work with us. So I just want to say those few things to you, acting that DG. We will support you. We give credit where credit is due, but we'll criticize where we have to criticize. And we really thank that you are here with us, and you are trying your level best. And the chair said, we will give you a benefit of the doubt, because we know you just come into this ship that is sinking, and it's sinking very fast. So we don't have time to lack that of time. So we have to rescue it together with you. Otherwise, then we'll allow it to sink, but it won't sink with us. We'll swim, and we'll let those who want to sink alone. So, Chairperson, over to you. Khulule kuleli hlathe elimnyama sikulona usho ukuthi siphuma kanjani ngoba hay kumnyama the more thina sifuna ukuthi khanye the darker it becomes. So over to you, Chairperson, to conclude this meeting with your concluding remarks.
Honorable members, I don't know whether to laugh or whether to
be scared.
Just keep quiet. I don't get scared easily, Honorable Chet. You know me very well. I want to thank the mission of Havana. You know, as a young girl, I always dreamt of coming to Cuba, you know, experience Cuba, because I grew up in this environment of the organization I represent in Parliament and the relations which were established by O.R. Tambo over time, very fascinating. But today, I'm not sure if I can say the same, given the presentation by the ambassador. I'm so hurt, to say the least, Honorable Chief. I think that would be an appropriate word to use for me. I'm hurt by the presentation, because I'm sitting here thinking, what if it was my mother in those dire conditions in that foreign country, and this mother decides to, you know, hold on because she has a responsibility to serve her country. It's painful what we are seeing in all these missions. And we are going to visit all 125 missions, because I know we are a committee that is full of a Duracell. We don't get tired because oversight is our strength. And as a team, we have opted to work in unison, particularly on issues of national importance, which needs no political footballing. That is the strength of this committee. So we are going to visit all 125 missions, because COVID has afforded us an opportunity to crisscross these countries and get to see and understand what happens and how our people, who our representatives in those countries are living, because it's very important for us to know, because we've been getting calls, so we've been getting, you know, indications that we are not happy here, situations are dire. Now we see for ourselves, it's true with that seeing is believing. Acting DJ, as women in this committee, we were happy to hear that an acting DJ will be a woman. And we were very excited. And we, you know what, we are going to support you. And we are 100 times willing to support you. But what comes out of your mouth must not provoke these honorable members. Because it will be even difficult for the chair to protect you. The thinking of sanitizing the report itself should have not came out of your mouth. Stop thinking loud, because they are going to be compromised. Because whatever you say, we are politicians, we analyze even a fly that passes by. But this fly, I think Sunny sent it to me, to observe what I'm doing and what have you here. Because we are politicians. And I want to give counsel to you to say in this position that you are in, you are bound to excel. You have no choice but to excel and be mindful of the fact that you are acting after a person who's been there, who's experienced. And for you to excel, you need us, one way or the other. The suspended DG was like you. You can ask about Miss Bingo. Just like you. And we pushed him until to a point where he was in charge of this department and did things right. So push until you hit a cul-de-sac. It's what we are going to do, because we want you to excel in this position. It can't be that you are going to come here and say, you know what, I'm in this position 3 weeks. Give me that position. I'll show you flames in 2 days. I'll show you flames in 2 days. So this thing about I'm in this position, it's been 2 weeks. It's not going to work for us. And if you are a crybaby, let me assure you, you are not going to survive in this portfolio committee. This is not a portfolio committee of crybabies. We want implementers here. And I must say to you that these honorable members that you see here, I've said this, Ms. Bengu would remember when I said it. We are a bunch of educated persons ourselves. We read, we write, we analyze because of skills. Honorable Msane, where she's sitting, she is a qualified engineer. One of the scarce skills that SNEP problems Nazo. Yeah, she decided, she chose to be a parliamentarian because she wanted to better the lives of the people of the country. Honorable Chetty, accountants, many of these members here are qualified. Myself, masters in public administration. I can sing and sing and sing about all of them and their qualifications. We are not a bunch of illiterates. So once people come here and start to undermine our intelligence, we become vicious. We don't want that, okay? We want to assist you to excel in your position. What you say to the members of parliament, you must think twice before you say it, because they're going to come for you. Sanitization of reports should not arise at any point, because we get those reports before you get them, in our own ways, because we are operators, we are politicians, and we are allowed to be operators. So those reports, you can sanitize them, we'll know that you have sanitized the reports. This report, it was not like this when we submitted it. That information will come, unprovoked, it will come. Because some people choose to be honest in their work and what they do. We are dealing with veterans of the movement and of this country in various missions, veterans, people who've been there, who liberated this country. The little that we can do as a department and as a portfolio is to give them the respect they deserve. Is it too much to ask? Can't have Mom Shope staying in those dire conditions at that age. It's wrong. Can never be correct. And we're not going to allow it. We're going to fight the same way we fought for CG Sunduza. And we're going to push you to do the right thing, the same way we pushed the previous DG to do the right thing. We're going to do that with no exception, because that is our responsibility. Because we are not here as a group of socialites or some kind of friends like this. We're here as members of parliament, as officials, and we are expected to deliver to our people. Sitting here in a meeting this hour, and I'm expected to cook for my husband. We're not here to play. As a woman, you are bound to excel, because you are going to be judged as a woman before you are judged as a human being. Giving you free advice. You are going to be judged as a woman before you are judged as a human being, because you are fitting the shoes of a particular man, which is a support, because men, they support each other. So when we push you, we push you because we want to see change and implementation, and things must happen. Ms. Bengu is replacing the acting on the shoes of a man. Very interesting replacement. If you fail, you are going to embarrass all women. Both of you. You are going to embarrass us. So you dare not fail women in those positions. Especially in that environment of international relations, which is dominated by men. You dare not fail women there. You work together and deliver, and be decisive on decisions that you make. I'm giving you free advice. Now you go Google me, I'm known. Don't allow any men to undermine me. I come for them properly, because men can undermine you in your position of power. I don't think you want that. So we're going to be hard on you. Very hard on you, because we want you to excel, not because we hate you. We are not in a romantic relationship here where there's love and hate. We're going to push you until you get to a point where we say, "Aye, you know what? All right, we are to leave." And you must know that when you push you, it's not going to be nice. You must develop a thick skin. The skin of reverence doesn't work in this environment. It will never work. Stop being an apologist. Provide facts when asked questions. Because if you're an apologist, we're going to undermine you. This is us, politicians. Don't want apologists. We want people who are firm and assertive. But they're sure about what they do and execute their responsibility to the maximum. That's all we're asking from you. Nothing more, nothing less. We are willing to hold your hand until you cross the tunnel or a river. Because we know how. So don't want to dwell much. We are continuing with our oversight tomorrow. And interestingly, already I'm getting invitations for morning live, because this is quite interesting and too much information. Now, once we get to those interviews and this thing becomes a public information across the globe, you are going to be judged. So implementation is very crucial on these matters. We want to see change. We want to see our footprint respected in all these countries. We want our people to look forward to wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to our offices to represent my country. Not these dumps that we see. Cannot happen. Can't arise. It's wrong. And we are not going to sit here and say, right, wrong. We are going to push you. So I want to thank you very much, Ambassador. You were the last country for the Portfolio Committee today, for availing yourselves. I know the issues of time also are a problem. There's that problem. But you have availed yourselves, and we are grateful. And ours as a Portfolio Committee is to ensure that things there where you are right in a manner in which they're supposed to be. And we are here as a Portfolio Committee to protect and defend our people and our footprint in those foreign countries. We're not going to allow abuse. We have inherited these things, DG, but we're not complaining about it. We're resolving these issues, although we inherited them, because complaining about these issues won't help our people there and won't help anyone. We have a responsibility as a Portfolio Committee to intervene and do oversight and accountability. So thank you very much, honorable members, for availing yourselves. Always provide direction, oversight to the department. We still have a long journey to go. We are not even in the half of 125 machines. So let's do this. Capacity is there to do our work, and we're going to do our work without fear of contradictions or favors, because we're elected to do that and placed by our parties to do that. And we are going to compile a report on our oversight, and our reports we table to Parliament, and Parliament adopts the report. That's why everyone who wants to access our oversight on New York just goes to our website, ATC, find the report there, because we are doing the work of Parliament. So thank you very much, Ambassador, and the WIP for co-chairing these meetings with me, because it's a marathon. Must share responsibilities. So our meeting stands adjourned. We are going to see the DG tomorrow for the other missions. Thank you very much, Whip.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.